There are a couple of television programs, which I'm not sure if you have seen it. One is The Masked Singer. Right? Have anybody seen that program? These so-called, I suppose, celebrities or others, they would dress up in all kinds of costume, and they would do a song or two, and then the panel was supposed to guess who they are. Alright, so, of course, purely rely on whether they could recognize that voice or not, singing the voice. Then there's another program simply just called The Voice. Right? The Voice. And there's a different type, one from UK, from other places. And again, sometimes people walk out and say, how is she or he is going to perform? And then suddenly when they burst into song and say, wow, really, incredible voice. I'd seen a clip from somewhere that was a little girl, like only about 10, 11 years old. She was belting it out, Incredible voice, very mature, powerful voice. Well, this morning, even though it is the baptism of the Lord, I want to focus on a particular theme, which is really about the voice of God. The voice of God. Sun was the first element, if you read in the book of Genesis in the first chapter, the sound of God was the very beginning part of scriptures. The first elements of creation. When God said, let there be light, God spoke things into existence. Then also in John, in the book of Revelation chapter 1, he said, described the voice of God like this. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet. Well, I don't think any of us have a sound of a trumpet. But we can kind of imagine what it sounds like, A voice of God sounds like a trumpet. Then, of course, in today's Psalm, in Psalm 47, that we have read much about the voice of God. In Psalm 47, verse 5, it says, God has ascended with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet, once again, referring God's voice like a trumpet. A voice, a loud voice that sounds like a trumpet. In Revelation chapter 14, John also talks about, I heard a voice from heaven, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of loud thunder. And the voice which I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on the harps. So we can see two, or more than that, kind of extremes where trumpet, thunder, loud voice, and it also can be very serene, like the sound from a harp. Well, I don't know what you think about this, but it's obvious to me that God's voice is really, really hard to describe. I would say that most biblical accounts, we have two things in common about God's voice. One, it is loud. And secondly, it vibrates. Whether it is thunder or something, it vibrates. Now, these days you can say, well, we get those in a mobile phone, don't we? It can be very loud and it also vibrates. I'd like to really talk a few points about the voice of God. The voice of God. First, I ask this question. Can we hear the voice of God? Now, Elijah, one of the great prophets of the past, described it as a still, small voice. Right? Now, my dad, who passed on a few years back, he always have a bit of hearing problem. So whenever mom speaks to him, she shouts, Yeah. So because, if you have a small, still voice, he would not be able to hear you. I found that usually God's voice come spontaneous. Spontaneous thoughts, visions, feelings, or even impressions. Is that how you hear the voice of God? God's voice can come in so many different ways. Through the Word, the Scriptures that was read out to us. And in our thoughts, that something pop up in our head, in our minds, that something we feel that comes from God. It may be a dream or a vision that you wake up in the morning and say, aha! And could also be through other people. That God speak to each one of us through others who are around us. And last and not least, through the creation and circumstances that we found ourselves to be in. Well, okay, let's very quickly go through. There are five ways I believe God speak to me, and I hope that God speak to you in that same way as well. Through His, first one, through His still small voice inside our hearts. In 1 Kings chapter 19, the prophet Elijah encounters God through a still small voice. God's voice is profoundly audible, though it isn't always distinguishable by our physical ears. God doesn't have to speak loudly because He lives in your hearts and my heart. He doesn't want to intimidate us in any way. God is a master of communication, and He speaks our language. When you pray, listen for a still, small voice inside your heart. That is the most loving voice that you ever hear from God. That is God speaking to us in our hearts. Follow that voice. Could be a quiet, still moment. I'm sure that Elspeth would vouch that sometime through meditation, God speak to us quietly, gently. Then the second point I can make about this is that God speak to us through the Rhema Word of God. The Rhema Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. That's what Romans says to us. The Greek word of the word is Rhema. It means the living voice of God, or the now word of God, the now word, which is present. As you read your Bible every day, as you give God the opportunity to speak a Rhema word into your life, His living voice comes alive and brings a message or a revelation to us. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to understand the Rhema Word of God. I don't know about you, but some stuff in the Bible is pretty difficult to understand. And we require the Holy Spirit to give us that revelation. We may not understand that first time round, but maybe other times. Ask the Holy Spirit so that we may receive and to obey. Well, the third way that God speaks through is a sense of peace. Have you ever experienced that sense of peace? That quietness that come into your life? That you feel God is just being there with you. You know, being there with you. Maybe during a walk. Maybe even walking your dog. And then you just get a sense of peace that God is actually with you right there. The peace of God in our heart is one of the most important ways God speaks to us daily. In that sense of peace, you know that everything is all right. He guides us. He leads us in different situations. In many cases, He doesn't answer by saying something to us. God may not always speak to us in an audible way,
But instead, he answers through that peace, that joy that can be found in that moment. As you seek the Lord's guidance, pay attention to the level of peace in your life and regarding any issues or other things that you may be seeking Him for an answer. The fourth way that God speaks to us is through open or closed doors. Open or closed doors. God has a purpose and a destiny for each one of us. And He doesn't want us to get off track. So, therefore, He uses circumstances to either open doors for us or close them for us. We need to align our hearts with God's sovereign will and become much more sensitive to God's guidance. We may say to God, Lord, open doors for me that no others can close, or close the doors for me that no others can open until I am standing in your perfect will for my life. Open doors, closed doors, a way God speaks to us. And the fifth way that God speaks to us is through other people. Have you ever experienced that? Sometimes God says something to you and say, aha, oh, I believe that's what God is saying to me. It could be your spouse, it could be your parents, sometimes even children, all right? They can say wonderful things that we somehow can pick up and say, that's such a profound truth. God speaks to us through others as well. So we need to listen. We need to have the humble heart to be willing to accept what others may be speaking to us because God is speaking through them. All right, well, that's done with how God may speak to us. The other part, which is listening. Now, we do very well speaking, all right? I'm sure you have come across people who love to say things. Just keep on saying things. And say, yes, all right? So, how well do we do in listening? Well, we need to practice and prepare our hearts to listen to God. Are we listening? Often we hear the words a mother say to a child, are you listening? A mother asked the child. Well, appearance don't always tell the whole story. For we learn early to look very attentive to mum. But doesn't mean that we are actually listening. You know, it can go in there and out again, or we could be thinking all sorts of things inside our head. We have the appearance of listening. Well, I believe God also asking us that same question. Are you listening? Are you listening to God? We know that we need to pay attention and to listen to God's voice in our lives. We need to hear Him. We need to talk with God. And we need to listen attentively. So, in order to hear from God, let me share a few more points based on that. Firstly, make ourselves available to God with the proper attitude. It's always about attitude. If we have the right attitude, we can listen better. All right? If somebody speaks to us, I hate that person, so you'll never listen to that person, or something like that. So attitude is important. You know, we need to listen with the right attitude. Now, give you an example. Adam and Eve, they were actually very, very blessed, I guess, to be able to speak to God directly. All right? In the garden, God spoke to them. They were able to listen. They were talking, conversing with God. What happened? When they sinned, something happened. In fact, everything was lost. When they sinned, they tried to hide. They tried to, you know, get away from God. And unfortunately, that's okay. When God say, where are you? God was actually seeking out Adam and Eve. But they were so afraid of what they have transgressed. Let me give you that passage from Genesis. And they heard the sound of the Lord, of God, walking in the garden in the cool of day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. God was actually seeking them out. God was actually trying to talk with them. But they were so afraid because they knew what they had done. And therefore, they hid themselves. So, dear brothers and sisters, are we listening? When God speaks to us, are we listening? Can we recognize His voice? Well, that is one thing here. So, we also need to discern God's voices. These days, we have bombarded with so many interference. We don't know exactly what we are hearing. I've just been overseas and, you know, everywhere you see advertisement, marketing messages, you know, whether it be sound, whether it be billboards, and all kinds of things, to try to give us messages and so on. But are we able to recognize? Are we able to discern God's voice? Are we able to listen to God in the midst of our pains? Are we able to listen to God in the midst of troubles, in times of struggle as well? Jesus explained this way. He said, my sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Sheep listen to the shepherd. We need to listen to God, and we need to follow God because God knows us. We as Anglicans, we are very familiar with these phrases. Just then you heard, you know, every passage of scripture saying, hear what the voice, what God is saying to the church and so on. Now, sometimes we can get so familiar with it, it lost its meaning. But that is a good reminder on a weekly basis that when the scripture is spoken to us, read to us, we need to hear, we need to listen to God. So, dear friends, let us have the right attitude to listen to God. Let us be willing and humble ourselves to listen to our God who's trying to speak to us through so many ways. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you are a God who speaks. You're a God who wants us to hear you in every time in circumstances. So Lord, I pray that for all of us, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we're able to listen to you with the right attitude, with humbleness, and with a sincerity, just like a sheep listen to the shepherd. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.